In addition to his service as North Dakota's Agriculture Commissioner, Doug Goring is also a farmer. With the Boots on the Ground tour, Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick sits down with the commissioner.
Everyone is feeling the impact of this historic drought, but North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring says livestock producers may have the toughest situation. The availability of grass and hay is just not enough to sustain North Dakota's cattle herd. Goring is seeking the release of CIP ground for hay, but so far USDA has been tight-lipped.
I did ask that we would get notified as soon as possible because producers have to get equipment ready. They got to make arrangements to even find some CRP that might be fit enough to actually harvest or hay, and then they have to make arrangements to move that stuff there. So I asked for a July 15th opening. I mean, it'd be nice if I found out today. We could notify the public, let the industry know, they could start making plans. But I anticipate good news. I'm just not sure what the date's going to be and when we're going to find out.
Goring has been fielding calls nearly constantly from farmers and ranchers looking for answers. We asked about the stress seen in farm country.
I think there's so many things that have compounded this. We've went from a pandemic, stress of how we managed through that because the rest of the world wanted to shut down and we couldn't. As farmers, yeah, as ranchers, livestock producers, we couldn't. You still had to produce. You still had a responsibility to your family, to your banker, to the public, to the consumer. We're part of national security. It's food security. When a farmer or a livestock producer is busy, they don't have time to think about and dwell on what's going on. So when it's raining outside, they're really frustrated because they can't get the crop in or they can't get it off. There's all kinds of things going through their mind. But moisture is always a good thing. When it's dry, you're busy and busy and busy. But pretty soon you run out of money, you run out of time, you run out of patience. And you're like, for God's sakes, what is going on here? How are we going to manage through this? It's desperate. There's people that are paralyzed in fear. There's a lot of stress.
From Minot to Bismarck, our Boots on the Ground tour found a soybean crop under stress, but could make it if it rains. The small grains, not so much. The crop is short and the stands are sparse. Our travels today will travel through central North Dakota. Our Boots on the Ground tour made possible by Tommy Grisafi with Advanced Trading in Mayville, North Dakota. I'm Don Wick on the road on the Red River Farm Network.
Minnesota's